preparing for Pesach is one of the most overwhelming experiences on the halakha calendar. It always feels like there's so much to do and so little time. That's true both when it comes to the practical cleaning, kashering, cooking, but also when it comes to learning the halakhos. Often, the best place to begin, both for pragmatic but also for more fundamental reasons, is the beginning. The first halakha in Hilchos Pesach is Sholin b'Hilchos Pesach Kodim l'Pesach Shloshim Yom, which very well might be a unique halakha in Hilchos Pesach and might mark the earliest demarcation of Zman Pesach. But right there on the spot, the Rama adds, U'minog liknos chitim l'chalkan l'aniyim l'tzorech ha-Pesach. There's a minog to purchase wheat to give out to aniyim for the sake of Pesach. V'chol mi shedar b'ir yud b'yischodesh tzorek l'itein l'zen. Anyone who's in the city for 12 months, you have to give. This halakha, which doesn't sound so controversial, should cause us to consider several questions. Firstly, why does the Rama insert the minog here, right on the heels of the din of Shloshim Yom? Secondly, is this halakha unique to Pesach, and if so, why? And third, is this distinct from the typical obligation of tzedakah that applies all year round? First of all, where does this halakha come from? So we should all know this. The Yerushalmi in the first parak of Baba Basra discusses, in the context of different types of taxes, it discusses how long someone needs to live in a community to be chayiv in different various communal obligations and to receive certain communal benefits. And one of the examples is L'chite ha-Pesach bein lisa bein litein. The Yerushalmi says that you have to be in a community for 12 months to be chayiv to provide and to be able to collect this din of chite ha-Pesach. The Or HaZarua in Hilchos Pesachim quotes this Yerushalmi and says that there's a minog kehilos to place a tax letzorech l'yischitim to give out to the Ani Yair. And the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe quotes it, but interestingly, in the Ramah himself, he omits the language of mas, tax, which he does quote in the Darkei Moshe. What is the nature of this chiyuv? The Mishnah Berurah says it's a minog kadom, mizman ha-gemara. But in the Shaar Tzion, he quotes from the Beis David, who is bothered by the lashon of the Ramah, who says it's a minhag, because he says, the Beis David says, it's really Medina de Gemara, it's not just a minhag. I don't think it's the strongest question, because the Yerushalmi was discussing it within a context of things Bnei Yir can be kofa from. It's very possible it still could be a minhag. Moreover, the minhag could simply be what the Ramah is adding, which is that we start collecting within 30 days. However, the Shaar Tzion, he suggests himself that really min ha-din, the chiyuv of the Yerushalmi, could have been that we could have just given the aniyim money. The minog, in addition to that, is that we give them specifically chitim, because it's mekarv hanayasa, it gives them more benefit, that they don't have to go to the trouble of buying the wheat themselves. But what the Mishnah Berurah is highlighting is that the minog here goes beyond the strict parameters of the needs of the aniyim. I want to explore now a couple more issues that highlight the uniqueness of this chiyuv of chite de Pesach. The Prima Gadim quotes from the Eli Rabba, b'shem the Sharia Knesset Gedola, that Tamidei Chachamim, who are typically pater from taxes, communal obligations, still have to contribute towards this Chitei HaPesach. And the Prima Gadim wonders whether that was just the communal norm in Kushtantina, or it applies in all communities across the board. The Mishnah Berurah actually paskins, though, that the din is that a Tamidei Chachamim, who's typically pater from tax, has to provide towards this. So there seems to be a machlokes to the extent that this is treated like a typical tax or not. The Mekor Chaim goes on one side, and he says that the time period that you have to live in a community to be chayiv or to receive this is 12 months, not 30 days. Typically, 12 months is for a tax. 30 days is for a tzedakah. That's an indication that he thinks. This is a form of tax. But if you look and you go through the evidence, it seems that there's conflicting opinions whether we treat this like a standard tax or more like a chayiv tzedakah, and perhaps it doesn't fit neatly into either category. Moreover, we should ask, what's the relationship between the normal din of tzedakah all year round and this minog to provide the aniyim chitim on Pesach? The Magen Avraham says that if an ani is not there for the full 12 months, or maybe 30 days, the city is still certainly mechuyav to give him matzos for Pesach, this poor person. But they don't give him this chitim, this wheat, in advance. And the Chok Yaakov says, of course that's true. We have a normal din of a tamkoi, which provides food for people in need. And that begs the question, why do we need this minog to give more, to give this wheat in advance, if we would provide for the needy either way? What does this add beyond the normal din of tzedakah? In addition, a different issue, the Mekor Chaim says that if someone has been there for 12 months, so then even if they have mazon yudal tzudos, they have enough food for 14 meals, which typically exempts from and prevents someone from collecting from the kupa, the food from the kupa, they could collect this chitei ha-pesach. The minhag, again, we're seeing contributes something that the typical dinei tzedaka does not, that a typical ani would not be able to tap into. A second issue, another issue, a third issue maybe. Is this minhag specific to Pesach, or does it apply to all Yomim Tovim? Rav Zolti in Mishnah Se'avit, Siman Zayin, has an essay all about this topic. And he asks, if this really would be a din in normal Hilchos Tzedaka, why would the Ramah bring it in Hilchos Pesach? Why not put it in Yardei in Hilchos Tzedaka? Based on that, he argues, this is not a Chiyuv Tzedaka, it's really a din, it's a tax, Kedei L'Kayim Mitzvah Simchas Achat. And he says the reason why it's in Hilchos Pesach is simply because Pesach is the first of the Mo'adim, and really in a Chanami it applies equally to all Yomim Tovim. And what's the root of this? The famous formulation of the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, that anyone celebrating Yontif with their family in seclusion and ignoring the needy is not considered Simchas Yontif or Simchas HaMitzvah, but rather it's Simchas Kreso, it's a form of hedonism. And therefore, based on that, there's this communal obligation and tax to provide for the needy. For Rav Zolti, this is not a din in Pesach itself, it's a din across the board. However, I would argue that there's no indication that there's a parallel halacha in any other yontif. And moreover, this halacha seems to specifically relate to chitim, to wheat, which is very particular to the chiyuv of Pesach. It's not a general din to provide the needs for Simchas yontif per se. And finally, I want to explore one last issue. Rav Zolti discusses whether there's an obligation to provide shmura matzah from this chiyuv of chita de pisa or not. And he quotes a bir halacha in Hilchos Chanukah, who says that you, when you're providing an ani, a ner Chanukah, you only have an obligation to give him one candle, ner ishu beso, because there's no chiyuv to provide, to enable him to do mahadrin or mahadrim and mahadrin. You just have to provide for him to do the basic chiyuv. And Rizulti argues, however, maybe that's only a din when the hiddur is coming from the din of the anvehu. It's questionable, that's his assumption, it's questionable whether even the hiddur in Chanukah comes from the typical din of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. He assumes that. But he says, really, when the hiddur is coming from Vanveyu, so then it's external to the mitzvah, and your chiyuv is just to provide the ani the ability to do the baseline mitzvah. But he argues, maybe shmura matzah is a chiyuv in the actual mitzvah matzah itself, and therefore, part of your chiyuv to provide him the capability of doing the mitzvah is doing it in an optimal way. However, that is really lishitaso, that there's no chilik between the obligation to provide an yam between different yam and tovim. But I would argue, perhaps, that really this whole din of chita de pisca is something very specific to chita for matzah on Pesach. And it doesn't have anything to do with just giving plenty to an yam to give them a maximal simchas yontif. And therefore, even if we find in other times that we're providing mitzvos for that there's no obligation to go above and beyond and enable them to do mahadrin, perhaps, maybe, within this specific halacha of chita de pisach itself, there's some value in providing them the ability to have shmura matzah to do be mekayim the mitzvah in the best way possible. So now we've seen, I've tried to show very quickly, many unique dimensions to this minhag of providing chita de pisach. It doesn't seem to fit within the normal dinei tzedakah or the parameters of a typical tax amas. It seems to be unique and specific to Pesach. So what exactly is the nature and the reason for this minhag? The Shaar Tzion gives two explanations. His first is more technical. He says that on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz, and therefore, you're restricted in what you're able to have, and it's hard to find matzah. And therefore, we're concerned that if you don't provide specifically for aniyim on Pesach, they're going to starve and not have what to eat, or they might come to eat chametz. However, this approach doesn't seem to solve all the details, all the anomalies that we try to show. His other explanation, though, is that since Pesach is a Zman Chirus, the Yoshvin Mesubin, the Chol Echad, Hu Ubeso Berov Simcha, Einzo Kavu La Hashem Shaniyim Yu'azer Ivim Mitzmein, Pesach, which is specifically a Zman Chirus, and it's a time where your family is all together eating, it's not proper, it wouldn't be Kavod Hashem for the Aniyim to not have what to eat. Valkein Nosin Lo Kemach Al Kol Yimei HaPesach, therefore we have this expansive minhag to provide for them on Pesach, Shiyachol Gam Hu L'Saper Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Simcha, so that he too will be able to eat, experience Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Simcha. He's explaining, though, that this is a kiyum in Pesach specifically. Moreover, I don't have time for this, but if you look, I'll send it out afterwards. The Gra in Divrei Eliyahu has a beautiful remez in the Psukim for this, specifically in Pesach, Tochal, Ye'achal. Moreover, the Chachma Shlomo here says that the reason for the minag is that we begin the Seder with saying, in Halach Ma'anya, Kol Dichbin Yesei Ve'yechol, that anyone who's hungry should come and eat. And he says, if you don't provide for them, if an ani would show up and you don't have anything to give him, it's like you're lying. He makes it sound like the whole issue here is how could you say kol dechben yesev yechol if you're not actually following through on it? It's a problem with dover sheker. But I think we could suggest that it's much more than that. The reason that we begin the Seder with kol dechben yesev yechol is precisely because we cannot depart on our journey ma'abdus l'chirus if there are those around it who can't make it to the finish line. Yadis doesn't believe in individual freedom. We believe in Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelzeh, and that Yitzias Mitzrayim was an opportunity for all Klal Yisrael to be Avodai, the Lo Avdei Paro. We cannot embark on our journey towards spiritual freedom when the Aniyim can't come together with us. Therefore, the issue is not simply a technical one of Dover Sheker, but it's a fundamental lacking in the experience of the Seder. You need to be Mekayim, Kol Dichbin Yesev Yechol, in a fundamental sense, before you can begin your personal Seder. And that's exactly what the Shaar Tzion is getting at also. You need to enable the Ani to also be able to be Mesaper, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bisimcha. And this idea explains a lot of the issues with the Minhag. It's broader than the normal Chiyuv Tzedakah, because we're not just trying to meet the Ani's minimal needs, but are trying to provide him with enough to be able to experience Leila HaSeder with Simcha and Malchus. And even if Talmidei Chachamim are typically pater from Amas, they're certainly not pater from this, because it's a Kiyum and a Din, and they're Leil HaSeder as well. And even if Heder is typically not included in the Chiyuv Tzedakah when you're providing for a mitzvah, you might have to provide Shmura Matzah, because there's a Kiyum and him having an optimal Seder experience. Perhaps this halakha of Chita de Pischa is the first thing that we're told right after the din of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achad, precisely because it's the most core and fundamental hachana we could do alongside rigorous study of DNA Pesach. Because this halakha highlights the unique din of chirus that Pesach is all about, and how it must be a collective chirus and not simply an individualistic redemptive experience. Unfortunately, every year, particularly this year, it's not difficult to find people who are in need, people who could use the Achite de Pischa to raise their spirits and enable them to be a Mesaper, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Besimcha. So let's do our Hachana and make sure everyone is able to experience Yitzias Mitzrayim and Chiris this Leil HaSeder.